Hello, welcome to the 5280 podcast. Strap on and have a good time.
From the 5280 Studios, Weekend Geek Update Special Report. I'm here with a local band that's been in the works for 9 years. Is that what you guys told me?
Coming up on eight. So seven right now, but
all right,
a while, a long time.
Public display of aggression, right?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
It's like angry pacifist. How does that all work? I mean, for the home players and listeners at home, please identify yourselves around the table.
Start on your
Frankie Four Fingers.
You know, Frankie Four Fingers, seriously?
That's why I wanted to save him for last.
We really like that.
Seriously? Why is he Frankie Four Fingers? Because he only has four fingers.
True.
He's got a gambling problem.
We recently had an interview question where they said, does Frankie really only have four fingers? And I said, yeah, and a thumb, each hand even.
Yes, the opposing thumb. That's what makes you so spectacular, right? Yeah, okay, makes you human. So you guys are a local band. You've been in the works for 9 years, but this isn't 8 years. How long have you guys been playing individually, though? I mean, on your own, before you got together?
Well, firstly, to interject, we like to consider ourselves trying to be more than a local band.
Okay.
So, I mean, we've toured. We've got some things coming, some pretty big epic stuff coming in the future.
Now, you guys were earlier, before we got started, you were talking about Kegs and Eggs. So have you actually played for 93.3 with Nerf and the team over there, or have you competed?
Not that Kegs and Eggs.
No?
Apparently, what was it?
Apparently there's
Ravens, Eggs, and Kegs.
Yeah.
Eggs and Kegs, not Kegs and Eggs.
Oh, okay. There's a little bit of a difference there.
You wanted to be distinct, you know?
I don't think 93.3 would let us play our music on there.
So if you had to classify yourself, and I know that's the worst thing an artist could ever hear, where would you guys throw yourself?
Business metal.
Yeah, actually,
business metal.
We actually made our own genre. We call it business metal.
Okay, I will need a definition as far as what is business metal. I mean, you just mean business?
Well, I mean, like, pretty much, I mean, like, you know, like, we've been, you know, asked this so many times on so many different interviews, so I mean...
Mm-hmm.
The answer that I always think to give is just all like, yeah, we'll go up on stage, insult every value that you have, and look better than you do in it.
Nice.
Yeah.
Bitter irony.
Because we actually go up on stage in three-piece suits and Guy Fawkes masks. So
okay.
You know, that's kind of what we aim to do. Just insult everything and look stylish.
So you're better than Slayer then.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, I'm not going to go out and say that.
Bass player Slayer can sing and play bass. I can barely even play bass.
Wow. Okay. It's true. Who is lead vocals?
That would be me.
Yeah,
okay.
James over there.
James.
So now when you guys, how do you write your songs? I mean, what's the creative process like? This is right here.
We pay someone lots of money.
Yeah. Yes. Top paid Disney producers come in.
We have a lot of Justin Bieber influence.
We don't know what chords are.
Yeah, we don't
No scales, none of that shit. No right out the window.
Nothing. Literally, I never played bass before I was in the band. They were like, hey, do you play bass? I was like, okay.
It's just the same three chords over and over again, right?
Yeah, exactly.
What are chords? Fair enough. So, what are your guys' instruments? Your lead vocals?
Yeah. Rhythm guitar.
Rhythm guitar.
I slap at the bass.
Slap at the bass?
I play lead guitar.
Okay.
Ukulele.
Ukulele. You know what? There's never been enough. See, there's two instruments that have been grossly overlooked. Ukulele and bagpipes. I really think that those... I think so. Maybe.
Ukulele's in everything like 93.3 related.
True.
Everything.
Yeah, and there really is a ukulele in our jam spot at all times. Just
it's my ukulele.
I think that
it's true.
I think that is the core basis of all of our writing styles. It comes from that ukulele.
I figured out how to play the main theme song to 28 Days Later on the ukulele.
Yep.
Okay.
It is brilliant, genius.
Is that a Jim Carrey movie?
No, that's a horror. It's a horror film.
Wow, you are already failing at this whole geek thing.
Okay, what am I thinking of? What's that Jim Carrey movie?
23?
Yeah, 23. Where he's like a freak.
That's a good movie, though.
That is a good movie. What?
Do you do a ukulele horror solo? I mean, do you let him take the spotlight for that?
No.
No.
He stays in his corner.
Okay.
He's got his corner.
Yeah.
don't venture out of it. But we're missing the drummer. The drummer's not here.
Hence corner.
Hence the corner. Okay. Yeah. Just making sure I'm keeping track.
Sorry, we're...
No, he doesn't drift. Yeah. You're not a drifter. And you're not Phil Collins. You don't sing.
Not physically.
Not physically.
Yeah, he's an emotional Phil Collins, not a talented Phil Collins.
A physical Charlie Day, though, let's be honest.
Oh, like, okay.
I mean, like, look at him. Does he not look like Charlie Day? I mean, like, honestly, now that we have, like, outside perspective.
I like the Robin Williams,
Yeah. You do look kind of like Fisher King-ish. I will, if you had a little bit more of a beard, I'd say Fisher King for sure.
Shaved the other day.
Ah, damn it. See? Now, you guys, you're supposed to be doing D&D right now.
Yes.
So, a lot of geek influences here. You do yours on Saturday night?
I do.
So, geeks unite for band? How did you guys get together?
We've never played any sort of D&D or nerdy stuff at all together.
Together, yeah. Everybody's kind of in their own groups and
every
tribes.
Every now and then, I've played PlayStation with Rage over.
Yeah. I'm more of like a console gamer. Like a lot of these other guys will do the tabletop stuff, and which I would like to get into, but I just
I've invited you.
I know. I've been invited a million times.
That's what they all say.
I just suck.
I want to play, but we've invited you. I know.
I've actually tried to get like a band D&D session going.
Yeah, but that never ends well. You can't D&D and
yeah, I was about to say we can D&D on the next tour, I'm sure.
That would be interesting.
No, there's some bad blood with that because you killed my character, and then you guys just have this animosity on stage. Just it wouldn't work.
Well,
we would display our aggression publicly.
There you go. Yeah. It's air our dirty laundry.
Ayo.
That's kind of a hell of a segue right there. Rage killed my character. Fuck you. Now, when you say you're going on tour, who have you toured with so far?
One of our best friends, they're in a band called Element A440. They hail from
Arizona. Phoenix.
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 Hooked on Phoenix, Arizona.
Yeah. Kay. They we met them, gosh, probably like 3 or 4 years ago. There was a tour around town. What was it called?
Project Independent.
And they had won the previous year, and the winner got to go around on the tour that they did through all the states. And Element A440 was that band that won. So they came through our town, and we opened up for them. And what was it? They, like, came through town again because they needed to be put up in Denver.
So I actually saw them post a message on Book of Faces about how their show in Denver actually canceled out, and they needed help getting something so they could, like, you know, get gas.
Get the hell out of town?
Yeah.
Right. Since I was ex-promoter, I mean, like, I had all the connections for some good venues and was able to get people to a venue and find bands. And
stuff.
It was actually their best show on that tour, they said.
They sold out of merchandise, and it was, like, it was a one-off show. And so to thank us, they're like, next time we come through town, you guys need to jump on with us and ride out the rest of the tour.
Wow.
And so we did that, kind of scraped everything we could together, got a van, like, 2 days before we left. Yeah.
Well, we had one lined up, and then literally, it fell. 2 days before we were supposed to leave, he's like, just fell off the face of the earth. Couldn't get a hold of him, texted him, called him, went to his house, he was just gone.
Just went MIA, huh?
So literally the day before we left, I just went and found one place that would give me a loan to buy a van.
Yeah, he comes into my room that morning, and he's like, well, wish me luck, I'm going to try to go get a van. Nice.
I actually went to this car dealership. And apparently,
They have cars there.
Well, wow. It was more like a, funny enough, it was more like a construction, like, dealership, because they had a lot of, like, I don't know, like, trucks for construction and actual, like, tractors and not tractors.
Jesus, like cats lifting. And like,
yeah,
all that? Okay.
And vans.
Okay.
So I just drove by. I was like, hey, they've got vans, and looked at some of the vans. And
well, you know, I mean, to be thankful for Kenny when he was picking out the van, like, at least he didn't go for, like, the white, like, I'm going to kidnap him.
No,
we got the big red van.
We got a big red van.
I actually tried to look for a Rape Me van, but they were fresh out.
And, well, you know, they were taken by all the child molesters and candy people.
Yeah, fresh
people.
Out for the season. You know, back to school was back in.
Back to school. Oh, my God. It's right up there, like, number two pencils and markers.
Does this napkin smell like chloroform?
What does this smell like? Oh, okay, never mind. So how is the music scene in Colorado? Because we've gone back and forth with a few friends of mine as far as, is there a music scene anymore? Has it died?
Well, actually, I mean, like, it actually is a good scene, but, like, it's almost like it's almost self-defeating in that aspect. There are a ton of metal bands. I mean, like, I couldn't even count on several hands the amount of local Denver bands we played with around here. You know, all of whom have been very talented and stuff like that. But you know, but on the other side of that is there's just so many.
Mm-hmm. Well, and a lot of them don't stick around either. Like, you'll get these bands that are good and they're solid, and they get a following for like 2-3 years, and then they break up, and then members from other broken up bands will join up and make another new band, and they start all over, and it's just kind
of
like...
So it's basically like a scorecard trying to keep track of who's doing what.
Like, there's just so many of them, it's hard to, like, filter through it, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And they're all great. Like, there's a lot of really good talent.
It's not to take away from talent or the fact that people should stop making metal bands. I mean, the world needs more metal, in my personal opinion. But
well, I mean, you guys are kind of on the down curve. I mean, there's not a whole lot of metal stations to play your guys' stuff anymore.
Yeah, we got KBPI, that's about
and
it.
That's, well, and that's not even... They KBPI won't even venture into... In yeah, radio. They can't even venture in, because I used to work for them. I knew where the gray line, because there were so many metal bands that we couldn't play. Yeah,
we got played on the KBPI.
Yeah, we were on the radio a couple
with Greg
times. Yeah,
yeah, because now he's over with the Mountain.
I thought he was in 103.5.
He may be at the Fox. I don't know.
I thought he was.
Maybe.
I thought he was the afternoon or morning guy for the Fox.
He was on. He was the morning guy for 107X.
Yeah, because Roach is no Shark. Shark's in the afternoon on Fox.
I don't really.
He sounds just a little off like Greg, but so where do you guys get your outlet? Who plays metal anymore? Because Z-Rock is long since gone the way of the dodo.
Spotify.
Yeah, kind of a lot of the internet outlets are kind of what kind of drives a lot of bands who, like us, are on this up and out type level that we want to be on. So it's got to just kind of we got to push and fight the good fight and be on YouTube and Spotify, Pandora,
iTunes.
iTunes and it's got a decent amount of attention. Honestly, the radio, like national radio, would really help. And there's one radio station in the Springs that likes to play us a lot, Kilo.
Oh, yeah, Kilo. Oh, I forgot they were even...
Yeah,
they're still around, eh?
They send me a couple messages every once in a while just being like, hey, playing your song again, just so you know, if you want to listen. Like, thanks, I don't really get it
old
up here, but...
Yeah,
who knows?
Very old songs that we don't play anymore or have even the same members in the band.
Wow.
Yep.
So when was the last time you guys were in studio, hashing everything out?
We just finished a studio album, actually. So about a year ago.
Album's not out yet. But
it's not out yet, but we started tracking about a year ago, and we just finally got final mix downs and production done by a well-known producer in L.A. His name's Dennis Shin. Worked on a lot of...
Dennis, the Menace Shin.
Yeah, goes by Menace. Yeah. So he's worked on a lot of really big-name stuff and definitely gave us a type of attitude and kind of a different mix on everything. So that's kind of rolling through the works right now. We probably won't see it coming out till mid next year, maybe early next year.
Right.
But it's finally
summer.
Done. So okay. Now it's time to just kind of be hitting shows and
promoting it.
Exactly.
Shopping it.
Getting everything ready.
Getting people wanting it.
So you guys have an agent? Do you have someone that's out there hitting the cement for you?
We have representation, which is
management company.
Management, MGI. It's Sean Baruch, and you guys know Groovy. And
right.
Texas Music Gallery.
Yeah, so we've been working with them for the last couple of years, and they've been doing a really good job getting our name into the right people's ears.
Which can be hard. I mean, that
can be. They're literally our only connection to the outside world, our only connection to, like, the LA scene and the New York scene, which is kind of where a lot of that's kind of starts to take off, and we're kind of landlocked in the middle between those two places. So
helps a lot because we don't really go outside of our houses often.
Yeah.
Well, no, you're busy playing D&D.
So we send them out to do the dirty work, but it's been we get a lot of positive responses. It's just all about putting together a nice package so that people can kind of grab onto it and care about it. And we've kind of had to restructure the music and.
You okay? You okay over there?
Yeah.
I was really hoping he was going to say a nice package to grab onto.
Yeah,
we
need to give him a nice package to grab onto.
Well, you are band guys. I mean, come on. That's part of the thing about being in a band, right? Mm-hmm. The chicks?
So
grabbing onto a package? What's that?
So many packages.
Packages to choose from.
Packages in all different shapes and sizes.
So, as you guys were growing up, what was the geeky influences? I mean, what were you guys doing as kids? Did you have a garage band?
Super Nintendo.
Okay, that was like Super Nintendo for me. Like, and Rage, because we're brothers. I mean, it was all about Super Nintendo, Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon. Like,
holy crap.
That was the stuff we were into.
Yeah,
and stuff
that
like
was
that.
Like, yeah, that was like crack for us, for little kids. That was the best.
Oh, man.
And now what are you guys hooked on?
Phonics.
Crap. Phonics. You, I believe that.
I was going to say crack, but
that was three bandmates ago.
Woo!
Uh-oh.
Now I have three.
He is on
what's this
fire.
What's the system? What
is right? I've
I'm
said
better
like
than
eight
you,
funny things like the whole night. No.
Red is selective enough. When it comes to stickers. She'll hand them out when...
I didn't even know we were competing. Like, what do we get?
Stickers, obviously.
Like she said,
psychological validations.
We talk about handling packages. We talk about crack, and Kenny's getting all the stickers.
We're saying hooked on phonics.
Well, technically, Ellie said phonics.
Phonics.
Anyway.
Stick over your mouth.
It's way
but
better.
I guess, like,
it's
to go back to your enough. Question, I mean, like, it was actually funny. I actually found myself thinking about this, like not, like, 2 weeks ago. I'm all like, I'm 28 years old now. What am I more into now than I was when I was 10 years old? And I'm like, wow, not a lot has changed. I am still into cartoons, Dragon Ball Z, Pokemon, video games, and metal.
Oh, you can't
like,
be cartoons, no.
Actually, my parents and I used to go camping all the time, and I actually taught my parents how to play D&D because I didn't know anyone else who knew
how to play with.
So we would be camping, like, and it'd be raining outside, so we'd be stuck in a tent. And I was like tiny 12, 13-year-old me teaching my parents how to play D&D.
Wow.
That is some zombie apocalypse prep.
That is zombie apocalypse preppy right there. I agree. So the only thing that's really changed is you've moved out of your parents' basement.
Yep.
Okay.
Well, him almost. Him almost.
I'm almost there. Give me a little bit of time. I'll be a real adult.
it's a progress. So what's the dream tour? Where do you guys want to play most of all?
Honestly, like
Japan.
Japan.
Japan. Wow. Okay.
I would be happy if I was able to go out with my favorite band ever, which is Killswitch Engage. Like, honestly,
I was asking locations. Not
no, I mean that's my next question.
I
so
said anywhere. Like, we could like, it could be like we're gonna just go down the street. I'd be like, hell yeah! You know?
If I had a dream place to go, it would be Japan.
Okay.
Okay.
Just the location. Like they are really into the American metal scene. Plus a lot of their bands that are metal there, Maximum, The Hormone, Dirty Gray, I would kill them.
Yeah, but their techno clubs are really out there compared to anything here in the States.
Honestly,
I mean,
a lot of things outside the States, they just take it to a whole another level, whether it's anywhere in Europe or Asia. It's just a whole another ballgame.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Bands that, like one that we're affiliated with, American Head Charge, they'll play some clubs here that they'll bring like 300, 400 people, but they go over to Europe and they're playing festivals with like, you know, 10,000 people there.
Well,
Jesus.
That's another reason behind that is just metal is bigger everywhere, but
it's not America. It's not really America's thing, you know? It's
not
like
wholesome.
It's got
wholesome.
Put the holes in your face. It's not wholesome.
it's got its support, but it's
Jesus
a whole another game out there,
that.
So.
Well, they and their club Jesus scene is like
he's
ridiculous.
Got,
so
well,
he's all about the piercings.
It just brings out his dimples.
Actually, it brings out until I got them. Actually, when I got them done, actually after they were healed, I was at a gas station. Someone was like, "Did you ruin your dimples by getting those?" And I was like, "Well, technically, they gave me dimples.
I created them.
I never
them.
Had them until I had these piercings.
This is why they're here."
Yeah.
I mean, what kind? Do you get kind of like pushback when you're in public because people don't? Get you?
Yeah, they don't like my eyes.
They do. They do look kind of serial killer-ish to go with the van, so I'm sure, you know. Because I did, when you were explaining the van story, I had the whole Ghostbuster scene where he rose up in the van, you know, with the ambulance, and I just could just suddenly see you
I
doing that.
Almost wore my Ghostbuster shirt.
Oh, awesome. What was the last venue you guys played here in town? How did it go?
What was it? Psycho Stick
yeah,
at the Roxy?
Psycho
Stick
at the
that was really good.
It was
before
a
that we
big
hit Gothic.
Turnout.
Yeah, that was a nice turnout. And then, yeah, we did the Gothic before that. And that show was okay. The Roxy one was
a
lot
of
people.
I mean, the one that, like, in terms of shows, in terms of the past, I know this is, like, not directly the question, but I always think about it is our show we played at the Summit with Born of Osiris and Upon the
That
Body.
Was cool.
Probably my favorite show we've done to this
that
day.
Was a good one.
It was, I mean, like, it was the closest we as a band have seen Summit almost packed out from stage view.
It
oh,
was
wow.
pretty packed. Wasn't. I, no, not Ivan. Wasn't the...
the bass player of
oh,
Death
Chris.
Yeah, bass player of Five Finger Death Punch was there for
yeah,
that show.
Came
so
down.
That night it was who was it? 6 a.m., Five Finger Death Punch.
In This Moment, I think.
No, it was Shinedown.
Shinedown
was touring, but they were playing the Pepsi Center. And
that's actually rather recent, isn't it?
Well, this was like a year ago. They probably did it again recently. But Chris, what's his last name?
Chris Cale.
It was their bass player, I guess, was an Upon a Burning Body fan for like 10 years. And they happened to be in the same city at the same night, so Chris Cale came to the Summit.
Managed to catch our set.
Yeah, and caught the tail end of us. I don't think we caught him in conversation or anything. At least I didn't, but...
But he stuck around for the show, right?
Yeah, he was there for the show. And then we had a guy out from Europe on stage side watching us too, which, you know, wasn't any stress at all, you know?
I didn't think...
Yeah, he was standing like 5 feet away from me just... And they weren't acting amused at all. It's like... You know,
Stone Face
record
is that,
people
is that
sitting
when I
on
went
stage.
Over there and danced with you next to him.
You danced too, huh?
Something to
wow.
Yeah, I mean, wiggle.
Actually, before he joined PDA, we actually had him be our intro for one of our Nightmare Before Christmases. We put him in a tutu and made him dance the Sugar Plum Fairy.
No.
Oh my God,
as a fairy.
Okay, well, fine. You dressed yourself
tutu,
as a
tights. Little.
We endorsed it, though.
Spaghetti strap shirt with tiny baby wings.
You sexy beast, you. Oh,
there is a video of it out there somewhere.
You don't have that on the webpage?
I think there's footage of it on YouTube somewhere.
It's on YouTube.
Is it on YouTube? Or I thought it was someone just tagged me.
You got to dig for it, but yeah, we should find it.
You should.
Because it is funny, especially when you start seeing him running out of ideas.
Yeah, I've never actually done ballet, so like after like 30 seconds, I'm just like...
Interpretive dance
wall.
Moment.
Yeah.
Free jazz.
I just started out T-bowing.
Yeah.
Yeah, the curtains open. It's just Kenny in a fucking fairy costume.
Oh, my God. Do you guys do the Nightmare Before Christmas thing anymore? Because you can go back to doing that.
It's been like 5 years. 5 or 6 years since we did that.
It's become more expensive to rent out a venue because that used to be a thing we would do ourselves.
Right.
Just because they were all at the Gothic, and Gothic has gotten crazy expensive.
Gothic has gotten ridiculously expensive.
Thank you, AEG.
So do you guys do, like, Herman's? Or, I mean, what are the hot spots for bands these days?
Summit, Marquee, Gothic.
Garthic.
The Garthic.
I mean, Herman's we've done a couple times. I mean, I always enjoyed it, you know. Just sometimes it's hard to get people to that one.
For whatever reason, we don't pull for Herman. Shows.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we can almost sell out any venue. It's just Herman's.
Any place that has like door sale tickets, and that's it. Like we do for some. We're one of the weirdest bands, that, as far as I know, that do better with pre-sale tickets than actually having people just show up.
I don't know. I think a lot of that is we understand the reasoning and need for pre-sale tickets.
All right.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. Okay. A promoter is supposed to promote the show. I get that. But until you're, like, Metallica-level popular, you're not going to pull a crowd unless you pull a crowd.
Yeah, mm-hmm. with Herman's, it's like you can go and hand out, like, 1,000 of those little half-off coupons, and you can expect 50 people to show up. You know, it's this very brutal ratio.
I mean, like, I've seen that place packed out before with other
bands. I have, too.
Just for some reason, we just struggle with handing stuff out. You know, like,
then Thornton's really pretty much just black metal or nothing, so we normally don't have the best of a pull there either.
Wow.
Yeah, so a lot of the bigger name clubs here, and we have a lot of success doing. Yeah, like I said, the Gothic Marquee. You know, actually, the Black Sheep in the Springs is one of my favorite venues ever. You can just feel the bass in your feet.
Oh, wow,
stage,
so they have a decent sound system?
Yeah.
That's usually, I mean, because like you say, Herman's is great, but their system is so...
It's like a country music bar, it feels like. Like, it really does. I mean, yeah, technically it's got
like
a stage.
Cactus Moon?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, it feels like you're stepped into the Grizzly Rose.
Oh. We played there once, didn't we?
No, we played at
the
Buffalo Rose.
Buffalo Rose.
And the Grizzly Rose.
I wasn't in the band at that time.
Did.
Was I?
Both of you were.
Yeah. Not Grizzly. We've never played
there.
Yeah, I was drunk at that time.
Very, very drunk.
A country bar.
Nope. We did play there.
No, because Fistfights played there.
No, and it was also because we opened for Seraphim Shock there.
That
place.
Buffalo Rose is in Golden.
Grizzly Rock.
Oh, Grizzly Rock.
Grizzly
yes,
Rock.
Grizzly
okay,
Rock.
So there's the Buffalo Rose, the Grizzly Rose, the Grizzly Rock.
We played.
Yes.
We play both kinds of music.
We play everything. Yeah. Suddenly, you know, it's
people
like the Blues Brothers playing country.
People in their buffaloes and their grizzlies, like
and their various roses.
Yeah,
it's
their
all
roses.
Different.
We played them
looking
all.
Looking life through rose-colored glasses. Actually, I recently learned why that's a thing. You know, the whole rose-colored glasses.
So in medieval times, you know, plague doctors with the beak-colored beak masks,
yeah,
their lenses were red because they thought that filtered out all the evil spirits. That's literally where the term looking through life through rose-colored lenses is about.
Our fact checker says you are correct, sir.
Yeah, does he
no,
get
she's
sticker
he
for
does
being
he's
factual.
Sticker cheerleader.
He doesn't get a sticker for knowing something.
No, one that he knows he'll lose.
Very true.
So what do you guys got coming up next? I mean, we're going into the holiday season. I mean, big plans, or where are you guys going heading out to?
We have a show on the 9th.
Yeah.
I don't
want
to talk exclusively, so someone else wants to take this.
Go yeah, go United for it. States Marine Corps Toys for Tots Drive at the Marquee December 9th. We're playing some really cool bands. Red Tide Rising is actually hosting the event.
Not to be confused with that other Red Something Rising.
Oh, it's Red Sun Rising
Red Sun.
Is the other one. Yeah.
Red Sun Rising?
So Red Sun Rising is like KBPI popular. Red Tide Rising is.
Is.
Not.
Well, they do,
well, not,
they do
not,
pretty good
I
for
mean,
themselves.
Yeah, they do well. I just mean, like. Like us, they play the music that doesn't usually get played on KPI.
Right.
One more time for the record, you are affiliated with?
The one we're playing with on the
band?
Red Tide Rising.
Red Tide Rising,
we
yeah.
are affiliated with Red Tide Rising.
Yeah, so that's they're
we
doing.
Confused all of you.
Yeah, they're doing.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, you didn't even need to include that that last part you just said.
So the whole idea came from, I guess, Drowning Pool did a United States Marine Corps show just like this one in Texas every year.
Mm-hmm.
That was always a big blowout. So Andrew, who plays guitar for Red Tide Rising, he's also one of the techs for Drowning Pool. That's that connection. Andrew's like, well, we should bring that to Denver and start having that be a yearly thing. So they wanted to have Drowning Pool on it, but you know, it didn't work out timing wise. So it's just going to be them headlining. We're going to do the co-headline. Core Zero, who's been a band around town for a long time, they're on as well. And then a newer band called Sovereign. So it should be a really cool night. But yeah, that's this upcoming Saturday at the Marquee, Toys for Tots Drive. I think it's like if you come to the door and you donate a toy, it's like $5 or something like that.
$7 if you donate a toy at the door, otherwise it's $10.
Okay. That's what it is.
I can say being from Texas originally, like Toys for Tots is huge.
From Texas.
Like, hey, it's a really
and
cool
they got
charity.
Some good support. I mean, they
they
were on 9 News for it promoting it.
Yeah.
So
okay, no, yeah, we're doing our own toy drive and all of that on the 16th. So
yeah
it's
right
it's a good cause. Absolutely,
yeah, you could join forces and do it on the 9th as well. Come hang out.
We're teamed up with Breckenridge. Thank you. We'd totally be down. We can.
It's okay, we
can
watch it anyway.
We don't want you there anyway. Next year for sure. Because we could use some live music. Mm-hmm. That
scare
would be
all the kids.
Yes.
We actually, we pull them on stage with us.
We can, yeah, you can play some country.
Well,
I wouldn't.
Only one.
No profanity, really, in a metal band?
Yeah, I only curse in one song,
and
wow.
That song is about curseful things.
Yeah.
It's going down on ladies.
Okay.
I'm not kidding,
Captain Lucas. Yeah, well, that's not a joking matter.
That's why we swear. To reinforce the necessity.
It's important.
It's a public service.
It is a public service, because if you do it properly. Anyway, so where is the venue? Where are you guys playing at?
The Marquee.
The Marquee?
Marquis.
Larimer and 20th-ish downtown Denver.
That sounds about right.
It's literally a block west from the
Coors Field.
Okay. Excellent.
Yeah, they have the best pizza.
They do have pizza for days.
Well, there's that one. Is that pizza joint still up on Market that opens like at 1 o'clock in the morning after the bar is closed? The line's out the door.
Oh, man,
I mean, that sounds like
about.
The Marquee pizza.
It's that's not the Marquee. I know which one he's talking about, but
oh, the one that's got the kitchen that's like 120 degrees
yeah.
at all
yeah.
times.
Yeah,
we went there drunk out of our minds after a church show.
Yeah.
Which one?
Ian's Pizza?
Yeah,
that might be it.
Right,
that might
actually,
be it.
Yeah.
That guy's the win.
He gets a sticker.
He gets a sticker. No, Ken. Ken's staff. He doesn't get a sticker.
I have more stickers than you.
You do.
Mine, but apparently I can.
So then you're doing the Toys for Tots Drive. Anything else up and coming?
Trying to jump on some shows for January or February coming up. We're hoping to get something like a summit or something like that. Okay. We're kind of like
we
shopping.
We have our eyes on a couple shows that we would be partial towards.
We're shopping that. That's kind of how we do it. We just kind of keep an eye on the calendar, and if something seems good and it seems like they might need the support, then you know we try and land. It doesn't always work, but
we were talking about possibly going sledding.
Yeah, sledding is
good.
Always the number one alternative is to go sledding. It's like, well, guys, we didn't get the show, so.
I think we would need snow first, just as a thought.
No, not slaying for anything.
Yeah.
If you get enough of a running start, you can slide on pretty much anything.
Get enough attitude, good momentum.
Yeah.
Just lather
attitude
the bottom up
momentum,
with butter.
That's all you need in that's life.
Need. We can go hit Ruby Hill over down off Santa Fe. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm in.
Find the Hilled Road.
Oh, Daniel's Park.
Daniel's Park.
That, like, dirt road.
Yeah. I don't know. They got all those houses over there now. I don't
just
even know if you can even.
It's all just collateral damage anyway.
Pretty much. So if the listeners at home and everyone want to follow you, what is the best way to book you, follow you, and keep in touch as you drop songs?
Book of Faces.
Book of Faces.
Facebook is the best way to get in contact with us.
Should we give them Roger's phone number?
No. Ooh. No, that's probably not good.
Too many of the wrong people have that already.
I'll send him lots of pictures of my sled.
Yeah.
I'd say the number, I mean, of all of us that have smartphones and use the social media apps that we can get to readily, quickly, if that's not redundant enough, probably Facebook, or you can send messages on Instagram too, right?
Yeah.
Instagram's on our phone.
Instagram's not lame, just messages on Instagram is silliness.
Yeah, well, with Facebook, they give you a cool little pages manager, and it organizes everything, kind of gets us messages a little bit quicker, so. And it's pretty quick to find. The band name's, you know, I don't want to toot our own horn, but the band name is unique enough that if you search Public Display of Aggression on Facebook, it is definitely the very first thing.
All right.
Even if you hop on Google,
type in the entirety of aggression and it pulls.
Yeah, it's like Public Display, and it's like there it is.
Yes,
so.
Frank.
Or businessmetaldenver@gmail.com.
There you go.
Yeah, I forgot about that. See, that's
look
why you're
look
in the
who's smart over here.
And you can buy our premium Snapchat for.
Do you guys have it?
Shit.
Not yet.
DM not yet. Porn joke. Yeah, not a good idea.
Did you say DM us?
DM us for
That's not good.
That's what Instagram's for.
Yeah.
Do you guys have albums available for sale on your site? Or?
There you go.
But they're not very good.
Okay.
I'm out.
You're fired. All that good stuff.
I wish I could say he was wrong, but I mean.
We went through the whole process of, like, we know a guy who's really, who does recording for cheap. And mm-hmm. We did that a few times. We realized cheap isn't good.
Okay.
And just we've never been satisfied with the quality we've gotten, and we've always known that we could sound better when done correctly.
When you have a decent studio behind
so
you?
We've got a couple, like we've had an album out before, and
we sold it on tour.
Yeah, we sold out on tour.
Yeah. Okay.
It was probably our live stage that sold us our albums, not so much our albums.
Well, and a lot of bands are like that. I mean, I wouldn't have tried the album if I didn't see them there and perform.
I mean, we're definitely, like, talented musicians. It's just really our live performance is what really
Well, as it should be. It's the selling point.
Well, also being, like, a complete band now with, like, the solidified members that we have.
Mm-hmm.
We wanted everybody to be included on this album.
And the new musical direction we've been going.
Yeah.
The fact that I've actually, like, honestly, I can speak for myself. I was not happy with how my voice was on that album. I wasn't. I was really struggling to do my clean vocals. It's
right.
My actual clean vocals, the way they are now, the way they will sound on that album, is a fairly recent development. And one now that I'm actually more comfortable and proud to put on a disc and send out. Now,
there is a music video that we shot earlier this year that's out on YouTube right now. That is freaking stellar, in my opinion.
It's super cool. All
right. Send it to me. I'll post it with the podcast for sure.
If anyone's listening, the song is Reaper's Waltz.
Yeah. Well, I mean, similarly to everything else. I mean, usually if you look up Public Display of Aggression on YouTube, it should. I've experimented with this. It should
be
the first one.
No, like you gotta type
up.
In Reaper's Waltz. Otherwise,
yeah.
you're gonna get a whole
okay.
bunch
it
of
might
our
be,
old
it might be like my
live footage.
It might be the internet locking onto me, knowing what my interests
yep.
are, and then
it's your browser history.
Yeah. Damn
mistaken,
cookies.
Though, you guys still have stuff on Reverb Nation, right?
Yeah,
we
do stuff that like once again.
The singles for sale.
Not proud of
the singles for sale on Bandcamp. So
okay.
that song, that music,
the song
that's in the music
that,
video
yeah.
is for sale for
the
a dollar. I think
goes to the music video. is for sale. And okay. It is a good one. It's just not... It's not the whole album.
Yeah.
So. What was the studio that you guys recorded in recently?
Oh, Jesus. It went actually through like 5 different producers.
Wow.
It started out as us doing it ourselves as like an experimental kind of take on things. So we recorded all the guitars and the bass and drums and vocals kind of at home and attempted to mix it and do it ourselves. But the mixing wasn't like we weren't very good at it, you know.
So it takes a bit of an ear.
Exactly. So we were able to record it all, but and then we sent it off to another guy who then engineered it, and then it wasn't coming out really the way that it didn't have the desired effect. So we sent it to another guy, and we sent it to another guy. I think, yeah, it went through like 4 or 5 different producers, and then Dennis Shin was the last guy to work on it. So it was just a hodgepodge of, files being sent over the internet, and it eventually got done. So.
Nice.
But the bass recording was all done by ourselves.
Okay. That person almost just hit that other person.
Uh-oh.
Yes, it is entertaining to watch. And then when you add a blind person to the mix, it just really goes sideways. It happens a lot, more than you would think.
No, there's a ACC. They have got a lot of...
Do you want to hear a funny story?
Yeah.
It's kind of messed up. So that center you're talking about, right? I was waiting for the RTD, and a bus pulled up. A group of blind people.
I already don't believe this.
I really don't care. So these two guys are like yelling at each other and having an argument. I'm sitting back here. So I yell back, my money's on the wall with the knife. So two blind guys just
just flailing about blindly.
Wait, did you say flailing blindly?
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
No, they're stuck there for a reason.
Guys had like his walking cane, like he just like shing.
Oh my god! Oh, speaking of blind people, it actually has nothing to do with blind people. It has to do with deaf
damn.
People.
Way to segue into a conversation.
Yeah,
okay. I don't like segues. I always fall off them.
Yeah. So I recently,
I always lose my balance.
I don't even remember what I was posting about, but I recently posted on the band page like a public service announcement that said, "Next time you yawn, make sure to do thumbs up so all the deaf people who see you know that they're not know that you're not yelling." Scream.
I thought that was Frank that did that.
No,
that I thought that was you that
yeah.
did that.
Really?
Who would have suspected it was Kenny all along?
That was it was hilarious. I wanted to know who to thank for that one, and it was your kind of mannerism, Rage.
Weird.
So.
I thought it was Frank.
Oh, which one?
They were all great. Yeah, I like the sneezing one.
All right, guys. Well, we'll let you get out of here, but before we do, any movies or anything coming up that you're looking forward to? Since this is kind of a geeky side, we should at least let you flex your nerd a bit.
Star Wars.
Yeah?
Star Wars.
Yeah, I'm gonna go see it opening night at the Alamo. That's gonna be pretty.
You said the day after opening night.
I don't remember these things.
It's kind of important.
It's a good thing I'm around then.
the new Avengers.
Infinity Wars too. Yeah. Really.
What'd you guys think of the trailer?
Loved it.
I don't watch trailers.
Loved it. Absolutely.
No?
No.
Why?
They usually try to like advertise all the cool parts, and when you see it, it's not very good, and it's always disappointing. Like specifically with the new Star Wars movie, I don't remember who it was, but there was a review, not a review, but like a thing I read saying don't watch the trailer because it spoils parts of it. And I'm like, well, I mean, that makes sense. Like, for example, Nacho Libre years and years ago when it came out, every single funny part in that movie was in the trailer.
Not true.
So when I saw the movie,
absolutely true.
Yeah, Nacho. It's not really often Nacho Libre makes it onto this show. No, nothing against Jack Black, but that's not really a popular film. It's right up there with Shakes the Clown. Just saying. It's actually
Salmon.
Yeah, I'll explain it to you later.
Okay.
When you're older.
Tell you when you're older.
Yes. Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you for sitting in. Again, if the people want to follow you, we're on the Facebook. What is your page?
I believe it's just facebook.com. Was it / /
Some sort of slash
public display of aggression.
In the search bar at the very top of every Facebook, just type in public display of aggression.
Every Facebook. Not to get confused with,
I mean, you don't need the slashes or the dot coms or .orgs.
Yeah, nobody uses URLs anymore.
We're so awesome metal that we... I don't know.
You'll see the thumbnail of the sharp dressed man.
Alrighty, guys. Well, thank you so much. Follow them at home. Make sure to listen to them, and we will follow up and post their YouTube video. So
sweet.
Come
well, thank
see
you.
Us play, because for every one purchase of merch, you get one free crisp high five.
Ooh, crisp. Not yeah, not limpy or lettucey or it's a crisp.
No, we keep them refrigerated.
Nice. All of our t-shirts are guaranteed to protect you from bullets and sad thoughts or your money back.
And if we still have any panties left over, just know I've tried them all on personally, just to make sure for you know, just make sure the quality's
continuity
right.
Continuity.
Yeah. The no wedges
are a bonus.
And there you have it. Because if you were worried about your panties, you got a test dummy. Because in the end.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because we're in the end, we're all stories. So make it a good one like these guys.